Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alarma. This is program number 517. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I have for you today, and for the whole world, a very important scriptures. I'm going to be speaking from the book of Jude, and we're going to be speaking from the book of Matthew, and maybe Proverbs as well. I have letters, and I have some great music, but right now, I want to pray that God, and pray with me, that God will anoint this program, and anoint me so that the program will be good, and then anoint everyone else that's reading on the program, letters or scriptures. And that the engineer here will do a very good job of in preparation for this program. Father, anoint all of us. Bring about a program that will be unforgettable in the eyes of the entire world, including the whole church. And Lord, there is a lot of things that are happening in the world today. Children, when I was in prison, I know that the youth, and I know that people that come out of jails, I was in prison for the gospel's sake. I didn't do anything wrong, as you know, Father. I was railroaded in by the supposed to be U.S. government, but the international government. We really don't have a government anymore. It's gone. And we have a government that is setting things up. Like, for instance, they will tell people to run things according to democracy, which is we the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people, instead of a republic. Now, we can't have a republic form of government because we've united ourselves with the world system, the international world government. Because you stated that that would be the thing that happens. Now, there's a few countries now that have not done that, and these are the countries where there's so much violence today. Now, the violence, because Satan wants to rule the entire world and deceive everybody in the world, they have deified or made holy the theory of democracy, which is nothing but a tool of Satan to bring everybody into thinking that the world should be ruled by the will of people rather than the will of God. Now, the will of people say that it's all right to abort children, to first-degree murder people, and also to have homosexual lifestyles, and etc. And it goes on, and everybody knows, or many people that are listening to the program know how you are so against homosexuality, lesbianism, murder, and all these other things. Now, the way that they're bringing about, I just want everybody to know that you have allowed me to know how they're doing this. It's a maneuver. So what they do is demonize the heads of countries that don't want to become democratic. They want to live under their own republic. And the republic most usually is not of God, but this Republic of the United States of America was based on the Word of God, your Word, Father, so that the whole world should be interested in the kingdom of heaven coming about on this earth. And so what they do is they go in, but they're not at all interested in your wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fact that you're able to end the world, and you will on the exact time that you say that it will be ended, just as he told us the exact time that the Messiah would come into the earth, and that he would be crucified for the sins of the world, and that so that we could be saved, and that you would eventually live in us, that you give us a new spirit and a new heart, and that we would that you would live in us, and that you are the Word of God, and so you live in those only that put the Word of God into their heart and then live by it. But there's so many professing Christians today, Lord, but there is such a small, but there's just hardly any of them that I know of that are really Christians, that just abide in your word, they live in your word, and you live in them. And so now the way that these people are, and there's no way that people can keep the commandments unless they've been given the new spirit, because our old spirits are dead, and they cannot live a powerful life, the Holy Spirit life, unless you, the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, which is you, Jesus, you're the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're the God, you're one. There's no separation of the Father from the Son and the Son from the Spirit. God is the Spirit, and all those that worship you must worship you in their spirit. So you must be in their spirit and in truth. And if people do not have you in them the power, the Godhead, well, then it's going to be impossible for them to make it through this world without having the anger against Satan. But I have anger. Be angry, you said, but sin not. Don't be angry at God. And we know that people are angry with God because they lie. And they believe that the things that they're doing are true because they've made up their own gospel, which is no gospel at all. And they're smug and full of pride when they themselves are not even born again of the Spirit. Now, you said that we must accept you as a little child, as little children do. Little children receive you as a babe into their hearts. And so we can't knock the fact that we have to receive you as babes, as a babe in our heart. When we receive you, then you as a babe, we become born of God. The child, Jesus, the babe enters our heart, in our spirits, into our spirits, and we become a babe in Christ. Christ is a babe in us. And if we don't receive the kingdom of heaven as a babe instead of the entire universe, because, no, you start out of the Word of God. God wants us to know that we, if Christ had to start out as a babe, then we have to start out as a babe in Him. Now, babes don't lie. And Jesus, the babe, doesn't lie. So when I see people that are liars, then I know that the babe that you father as the babe in Christ Jesus, that's not in them. They're not born again. Because we must receive the kingdom of heaven as a babe. A little baby comes into us, which is the Spirit of Jesus. And then we're to build on that Spirit. We're to begin putting your word into that babe in us so that the babe begins growing and growing and never lying. Or never being vicious or wicked or hateful towards anybody, because you have stated that we're even to be good to our enemies. Now, little babe Christ that enters into us, is never angry until he grows up to the fullness, because when he grows up to the fullness of the stature, of his own stature, then he knows who to be angry at. And all of his decisions are absolutely true. The time when you, Jesus, beat Father, you beat those money changers out of the temple. And the time that you called the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, all these people, that they're of their father, the devil, because the babe, you as a babe, was not living in them. And you were not, they were not nurturing the babe, feeding it the milk of the word, and feeding it junior food, and then heavy meat to for them to grow stronger and wax stronger and stronger until they become your fullness. And so people start out thinking, this is why we as Christians are not supposed to give beefsteak to baby Christians, but we're to be have the babe Christ Jesus in us. And if we've been saved so long that he's now a young boy, and then later a young man, and then the fullness of the stature of Christ, then we are quite able to know when to be angry, and it's always with Satan, and when we're not to be angry, and when we're to have patience with people to bring them up. But after people have been told over and over again for years, and they still remain the same, then we know those people are not even born again. They need to receive the spirit of the babe Christ, because such is the kingdom of heaven. Father, we ask that this happens so that the world will become filled with the kingdom of heaven, and that people will be stop destroying souls, because, and that the people that are in the church that are just there, that they should not teach, because if they begin teaching, they're supposed to be just little babes. And if they keep teaching, well, then you're going to destroy them, because they're teaching before they're ready. And you said that novices, like babes in Christ and young men in Christ, young boys in Christ and young men in Christ and so on, are not to teach, or young women either. Because if they do, they're going to fall into the same condemnation as the devil. They're going to be condemned. And you'll destroy people because you haven't yet called them to teach. They have to be obedient for a while, quite a while, before you can trust them to deal with people's souls in the way that, it would be you dealing with them in us. And most people are not exercised that way. They're shallow, hollow people walking around deceiving the people in this world as though they're teachers, and they're teaching wrong. And you're very indignant at that. And in the book of Jude, it tells of what kind of people these are. They make mistakes, but Jesus, you as a babe, realize that you were a babe in this world, and so therefore you had to be fed, and you had to be under subjection to your earthly father, who was not your father at all, but and your mother, because you couldn't feed yourself, and you couldn't, you weren't puffed up at all, you're just a babe. You didn't start walking around because you couldn't walk at that time. But and you couldn't counsel people. You went and you listened and you studied, because this is what we have to do, and it becomes us to do all the things, Father, that you did. Because who do we think we are? You know, such people today are puffed up because they can watch TV or they have automobiles now. All that is the mode of transportation, and to look at the television, there's really not much on there that is of any value. It's watching secular television. And even the supposed to be religious TV is like so out of whack. It just upsets me quite a bit, Father, as you know. And so the people that are in churches, don't think that because you have the Lord and you feel victory and all that, and you know, you old ones that are in the church, like the book of Jude, and you don't have any victory, you don't smile, you don't praise the Lord, you're not happy, ever. You'll walk around like grizzly bears. Even women, they just got such a horrible scowl on their faces. And they're always got a chip on their shoulder. And they're looking, they're very, very much, or even worse than the unsaved. I see a lot of unsaved, Father, that are cheerful. And really, they're putting on a show or a pose Or they may be happy because they scored with some money that day. Or they may be happy about the fact that they got married, or, and that they get to go to some form of entertainment, or they're going to go to some town. But this isn't true happiness. True happiness is that we have you as the babe, and we remember when you were born in us, and we kept growing and growing, and we never got into promiscuousness, even as in the church of all things, the body of Christ. But they're not the body of Christ. They've been dining with us for years, and many other things, all the things that we do, but they're false. They're clouds without water. They don't have any the spirit to water anybody, to give life unto anyone, because they have no life in them themselves. They're opinionated. They're a respecter of persons, especially if it's their own relatives or their friends. And so this isn't Christ. Christ isn't that way at all. You're not that way, Father. You're no respecter of persons. You never side in with anybody because of gain or of anything, because you own everything. You own the heavens and the earth and all that is therein. And Lord, I pray that the church will begin having you born in them, because we must become as a little child. We must receive you as little children, and we must receive you as a little child as you were born into this world. And then, of course, we don't act, talk like, or Google like our little children do, but we begin studying and we begin conducting our life the way that your Holy Spirit guides us. And Lord, so that souls can be saved out in the world, and so the church can become strengthened, because there's so much friction because of these false people in the church, that it causes the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, the evangelists, and the prophets, which you have given all these gifts to me, which is extremely unusual, but you've given those to the apostles, specifically the Apostle Paul and Peter, and those of us today that are continuing on in the spirit, in the faith of what the Word of God says for us to do. And so, Father God, I ask that this prayer will lead many to Christ. Because how do we know who's preaching the true gospel? Well, there's something about the Spirit, your Spirit, Father, that when it's being conducted through a prophet or a preacher or a teacher, whatever people want to prefer to receive me as, that there's something about that that causes people to humble themselves and come unto not me, but to you through your word that's being piped through me, that's been dispensed through me at this very time and many other times as well. And I pray that in the future. So therefore, Father, I ask that you destroy the works of Satan, because all these different nations that we see the turmoil in, this is the Vatican with the different kings and presidents of this world agreeing with the Pope to do everything to cause commotion there until they receive we the people democracy, which you don't want them to receive. You want people to live not under the will of the people, because the people have always been wrong. This is why you destroyed the whole world with water. This is why you destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, the five cities of the plains. And this is why you're going to come back and burn the whole world, because the whole world is deceived. It's deceived. because they're believing democracy and they're deifying, I mean, making democracy something godly when it's satanic. The world is not to be run by the will of people, but by God's will. Even Jesus said, it's not my will, and I'm just a people, a person. I'm a man. Not by my will, but I rule by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. The Word of God is spirit and it's life. And so, Lord, if people don't receive that, then there's no hope. And there's no hope because it's already written that you're going to destroy this world now by fire. You said that you're not going to destroy the whole world by water any longer. You destroy many cities with water, but not the whole world. And you put a bow, a rainbow in the sky to remind you, not us, because we are not that bright, to remind you to not destroy the world by water, but you have told us plainly in your word that you're going to destroy it by fire. And you're going to destroy a lot of people before that time. There's people that you're destroying in your wrath, the wine of your wrath, because they will not, they absolutely refuse, because they've been made to believe by this democracy garbage that they are God, that they shall rule. Now, you've called us to rule the world, but not with our own mind, our own thoughts, our own spirits, but by your spirit. We are to rule for you, not man. And Lord, I pray that this point has come through and that you will rebuke Satan. And the way we rebuke Satan is to preach your word, because your word is spirit, it's life, and the word is God. And how shall the world be ruled if we don't rule ourselves? And if we don't rule others by your word? Democracy is of the devil. Even this country was founded on the republic, not republicanism as we know today, but on the republic for which we stand, one nation under God, undivided. We're not to be dividing ourselves out and fight all the world's battles, because our boys, the young men and women, are being destroyed because of the Vatican is using us as their muscle to take over the whole world. So the steps are, is cause commotion in a country and then demonize the leader of the country if they're not Catholic, if they don't agree with democracy, and if they don't, kill them and then send one of their henchmen, one from the Vatican, in to rule the country, and then send our troops over to make sure that they receive democracy. We the people, because they know how to brainwash the people, brain damage it really, by the media. The media is the mouth of Satan, and so they get all the people to believing that democracy is good, that you're unpatriotic if you don't go for democracy. But remember, folks, democracy is of the devil. We are to run the world according to God, and his word is true, and his promises are true, according to theocracy, by the government of God. And if we would, the whole world would be spared, but it's not going to be spared. Now they're coming up with new armies, private-owned armies of Bush's 75,000 people, which is not really Bush, it's the Vatican told him to do it. Bush doesn't have that much guts, and he doesn't have that much brains. And either, unless he's received Satanism so much, the family down through the years has been infested with Satan. But they give all the allegiance to Rome, to the Pope, and they built monuments unto him in Washington, D.C. So, Lord, we come against Satan, and we ask that you rebuke him, that souls may be saved and the church established, the kingdom of God established on this earth, so that everyone can partake in all the benefits of the kingdom of God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says a mighty amen.
Amen.
All right, now, I'm of the Lord. Okay, nobody can pray a prayer like that unless it's coming from God. Mm-hmm. And now, we had a quartet. This is a quintet. And I recorded them in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is the Alamo Christian Ministries Brothers Quintet singing, "I've Got My Ticket." That means I got a ticket into the kingdom of heaven, because Christ Jesus the baby is in me, and he grew up in me, and he wants you to receive him first as a little child. I've got my ticket. Praise the Lord. Yes, if you have that ticket, that means the babe Christ Jesus, if you become as a little child and received the kingdom of heaven as a little child. In other words, the kingdom of heaven is Jesus. everything, it says everything was made by him and for him. And so the kingdom of heaven is actually Jesus. And so if you received the kingdom of heaven, which is Jesus, as a little child, then you're saved. And you don't have any worries about doctrine then, because the Spirit would lead you into all truth. Jesus has become the life-giving Spirit. And we must live according to the law of the Spirit of life in that we have received Christ, Jesus. If we receive the kingdom of heaven, which is Jesus, as we receive him as a little child. Now, if I'm going to give you something, if I'm going to give you a little child, you're going to receive the little child as the kingdom of heaven, if it was Jesus. And that's what I'm preaching, is the kingdom of heaven, which is a little child. But he has to remember, he has to grow up in you. So don't think that you're a big-time Christian when you've received the kingdom of heaven, which is Jesus as a little child, into your spirit, into your heart. But think, know that you've got a lot to learn. There's a lot of experience that you have to go through in order to be able to run a church like I do. And then God has trusted me with many churches all over the world, but it's all one church because he can trust me. I've received him as a little child, the kingdom of heaven. I received the kingdom of heaven like a little child, as a little child. Doesn't it say that?
Yes.
If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ or the kingdom of heaven as a little child. So many people say, well, we got to be like the pastor, and they just accept Christ, but they don't accept him as a little child. And they think that they are able to, well, we're saved. There's no difference between you and me and all that kind of stuff. No, that isn't the way it is. It happens to be that you've got a lot to learn when you're a baby. When you were born into this world, did you shave? If you're a man, No. And could you feed yourself? No. Could you change your own diapers? I think not. Could you dress yourself and bathe yourself? No. And so we have to have experience when we receive the kingdom of heaven, which is Jesus as a little child. Now, I've preached many messages on that Jesus is the kingdom of heaven. Because we let him live in us here on this earth, and we live in him. We let the little child, the kingdom of heaven, which is as a little child, live in us. And then we keep studying the counsel of the kingdom of God so that this babe receives this nourishment. So that we grow, because if we receive Christ as a little child, then he has to have something to eat. And the Word of God is meat and it is drink. Amen?
Amen.
Because he said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood, or you in no wise can enter the kingdom of God. Because you can't go in as babes. Unless you're a baby and you just immediately die after you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, all your sins are washed away. That's the first step. And then you have to take up the cross. I mean, you have to force yourself. Most people that are really have accepted Christ or the kingdom of heaven as a little child, what they do is they enjoy feasting and drinking the Word of God. Because the Word of God is meat, and the Word of God is spirit, which means it's the blood. We must constantly be covered in the blood of Jesus. To be conscious of it means that we're not going to get into lying or being a respecter of people. No matter how evil they are to you, because we're commanded by the word of God, the kingdom of heaven, the growth therein, is to love our enemies. Aren't we? Amen. Aren't we to give them to eat and to drink? That means, aren't we supposed to preach the gospel to them? Amen. This is why I keep preaching the gospel to people that I know that are desirous of seeing me terminated. And I know that they want to terminate me because federal government agents from the FBI and so on and different marshals have told me that that's what they want to do to me. And they've actually even said it to the people in the church. They said, if you don't leave this church, we're going to have as many bullet holes in you as we're going to put in Tony Alamo. They said that about 25 years. They've been saying it for almost 40 years. They've been threatening me. But I have the babe Christ Jesus in me. And the Lord has warned me on several occasions because he does talk. You know, if you can talk, don't you think that God that put the tongue in your head, that he can talk? No. Well, he can talk very well. Just pick up the Bible and you see all the words that he's talked. He talked all those words. And I'm not that wise or that good of a speaker unless it's the Lord speaking through me and unless it's his word that I'm speaking, because I have resolved in my heart, soul, and my mind to know nothing but Christ Jesus and him crucified. And resurrected, I might add, and then ascended into heaven. So therefore, I'm in good shape because I've put on the mind of Christ, and there isn't any room for anything else in my mind but the things that Christ says to do. So therefore, I believe that Christ has grown up in me to the fullness of the stature, and that's what the Lord wants you to do. Now, God's no respecter of persons. If you will read the word after you've received the kingdom of heaven as the Lord Jesus, as a little child in you, and you have patience and let him grow up by your reading. The more you read doesn't necessarily mean how much faster you're going to get, because I don't care how many Bible records you play to a baby, the baby's still not going to grow up any faster than babies grow up. Amen? Amen. So you can cram, and I've always crammed, but I noticed that I had to grow up in stages because there's a lot of things that the Bible says that I haven't been through. I see many patriarchs in the Bible. I've seen them not know much either, but I see that they've gone through trials, and I see that I haven't gone through those trials, and so therefore I don't understand the scriptures that pertain to the things that they went through as much as they did at the time. But now, because I've gone through the trials and tribulations, I've been railroaded to prison on a false IRS charge, and I have the experience. And I understand the scriptures better because I have experience. People that are newly born in the kingdom, that have received the kingdom of heaven as little child Jesus, they don't they have to go through those experiences. They have to know that the words that are in the Bible are true, because you realize that when you see the patriarchs receiving these different persecutions and so on, you realize that you actually, when you're going through the similar circumstances, that you have the same feelings that they do. And so therefore, it makes you know that the Word of God is true. It really teaches you something. And of course, we need the Word of God, but we also need the experience as well. Because experience is very gratifying. It makes us to know that the things that we're saying are true. And when you take a novice, the things that they say, you can tell that they've never been through them. Like, for instance, if there's never been a death in your family, it's very hard for you to relate or until death comes to one of the ones that you really, truly love. I mean, I've had deaths in my family, but I reckon I didn't really love them as much as I did my late wife, Susie. And when that happened to me, she was my right arm. I mean, she was my everything. Christ and her. God gave her to me. And she was my everything. And when that was taken away from me, I realized, oh my God, this whole thing, this whole ministry is on my shoulders now. I'm going to have to read the Bible more powerful and stronger than I have before. And when I start saying the things that the Bible says, there comes more persecution. And when more persecution comes, then I am going through similar experiences that the prophets and more than anyone, Christ and the apostles went through. And then I began really relating to the scriptures, because you can't live a life of pleasure and really know the things that you need to know in order to be a teacher. I can tell when I'm learning from somebody that whether they've had experiences before. People that just have book knowledge. I mean, there's some people that can recite the Bible, and I can tell they've never had an experience, and they're quoting it wrong because they cannot relate to life. They just don't know. They don't know how to cope with it. And when something that comes to them, they're liars. And when they have to go through an experience, they can't go through it because they've never really experienced anything in the Lord. First of all, they don't know the Lord, the kingdom of heaven, is a little child. Now let's read that scripture, Luke 18, chapter 15 through 17, Sharon. You got that?
Yes.
Okay, now this is what I've been... This is just some of what I've been talking about. Go ahead.
And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God.
Well, for of such what? A little infant is of the kingdom of God? Not just any infant, but who?
Christ,
yes. A little child, such is the kingdom of God. You have to receive in that way. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, keep going.
Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child.
Oh! All right. You want to receive the kingdom of God as Christ the little babe? If you don't, you're not born, you don't have any intelligence. I don't care how much worldly intelligence you have. I made millions of dollars before I received the kingdom of heaven as a little child. But that didn't make me smart. I didn't know anything in the spiritual realm. One is the secular realm, and one is the... And I never paid any attention to little children. But I had to, you know, if you want to talk about a Christmas message... Well, the wise men received Christ, the kingdom of heaven, as a little child. Amen? Because they wouldn't have traveled all that far and went over to that manger to receive him then. They had to receive him as a little child. But you know, the people, the heathen, the religious people do not receive Christ as a little child. And the Jewish nation doesn't, because they believe that the Messiah is coming back not as a little baby. He's coming back with a rod of iron in his hand. They want to receive him as ruler of the entire universe. But the Lord, the Bible says that you must receive the kingdom of heaven in you as little Christ Jesus. Amen. As a little child. Right?
Amen.
Now, I asked people before this message if they knew what that scripture meant, and they says, well, I just believe that you have to be like a little child, right, and receive the Bible. No, it's you have to actually receive the Spirit, the kingdom of heaven, the whole kingdom of heaven, as though it were a little child. And the Lord Jesus, the Bible says that he is the fullness of everything. Amen?
Amen.
So he's the kingdom of heaven, but you first must receive him as a little child. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein.
Well, how can you, without Christ coming into you as a little child, go to heaven? You can't. You must be born again. Okay? And so this big ruler of Israel, Nicodemus, says, you know, how can I get back in my mother's womb? He says, no. You have to receive Christ. You're not going to become the kingdom of heaven, even if you could crawl into your mother's womb again. You must accept Christ, the Spirit, into your spirit. The kingdom of heaven, Christ, who is everything. And if you don't believe that Christ is everything, then of course you will not be able to receive him as a little child. Now, even though he is now ruler of the entire universe, you still have to receive him as a little child, as he's saying right there. Amen?
Amen.
You must receive the kingdom of heaven as you have to start out. Amen?
Amen.
If you're running a race, you're not going to go about 10 feet from the end of the race and start running then when everybody else is back there with at the beginning. Amen?
Amen?
There's a beginning to all things and the end. And Christ is the Alpha, the beginning, and the Omega, the end. He's the A, and he is also the Z. He's the entire alphabet. He's more than the alphabet. He's everything. Now, you can find the scriptures, one of you, that all things were made by him and for him. But he wants to give all things and you himself. He wants to give you the kingdom of heaven himself. But you must start out at the beginning. Because everything has a beginning. The Bible says, in the beginning, huh? Doesn't it say that?
Amen.
The book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There was no Big Bang. How did I get the calendar on the wall if it was a Big Bang? How did everybody get toes and toenails? And a lot of people say, well, I don't even have legs, let alone toes. Well, there might have been, this might have been for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And it could have been that maybe your parents sinned, but there are many cases where the Lord just does that because he knows if you were able to walk, that you might walk to evil. And so he did it for your own sake, but he wants everyone to know that there's no imperfection in heaven. And if you make it through this life honoring God by receiving the kingdom of heaven as a little child, as the little child Jesus, that you are going to be perfect in heaven. You're going to have legs and arms. And I notice that my eyes are very bad, but I know that in the kingdom of heaven that my eyesight is going to be absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect, because when I saw myself in heaven, I saw a vision of Susie and myself in the kingdom of heaven. And her hair left her because she had to take chemotherapy. And I saw her with her hair clear down to her waist. And she's just absolutely the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my entire life. Cancer had ravaged her looks. And some people are so depressed because they see themselves getting older, or they get in an accident, or they get burned. And of course, the secular media tries to say, oh my God, this person's life is finished, it's ruined. But it's not, because live your life for Christ. We accept the kingdom of heaven as a little child. That means we accept Christ as the little babe in you and begin growing. And in heaven, there will be no scars of burn on you. There's no imperfection in the kingdom of heaven. Everything is perfect there. Did you find this scripture? Okay, go ahead and read it.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by him were all things created.
By him, meaning Christ, all things, everything. Because the Lord is Jesus. He says, let us make man in our image. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the word is plural, spoke man into being and everything else. Then what? By Christ, all things were made. God used the word. Christ is the word. Christ is the word. He made all things by the word of God, which is Christ. Then what?
That are in heaven and that are
everything in earth. That's in heaven and earth was made by him. Amen?
Amen.
So he is the kingdom of heaven. The word of God is everything, folks. There isn't any point in learning anything else but the word of God. And there isn't any point in walking by any other spirit but the spirit of God, the spirit of Christ, the spirit, the Holy Spirit. Then what?
Visible and invisible.
Everything that's visible and invisible. Atoms, molecules, protons, everything is made. You can't see them, but it's made by these invisible things. Then what?
Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Right. So, in other words, even, you know, there's the powers and principalities, there's secular powers and principalities. These were not made by, given to them by God. And this is why God has sent us here to establish his kingdom here, to let them know that these people need to be born again. They need to be saved because they're ruling the wrong way. And I had a lot of scriptures I wanted to read to you and everything, and we read a couple of them, but I'm out of time. I could go on with this message forever. All right, so this is the time when we ask everybody to, you want to receive the kingdom of heaven as little child Jesus into you? If you do, well then, and start growing and becoming somebody that's of value in this world so that you can enter heaven and say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and he shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. You will enter me as the kingdom of heaven as a little babe. And I'm going to read your word and grow into the fullness of your stature. Therefore, I know that you wash all my sins away. You will not turn me away, Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know I'm saved. I know that I am saved. Therefore, I thank and praise your holy name, Lord, for saving my eternal, everlasting soul. And now, Sharon, tell the people, just keep praising and thanking the Lord and get into the word of God as never before so you can grow up into the fullness of the stature of the Lord. And Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of this tape, number 517.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
When I had a little son, I had a son and a daughter, and now my son, I built on him. I gave him the word of God, and I showed him how to work out with weights, and I showed him about health foods and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we do with Jesus. We give him the health food from the word of God so he grows up fullness. And here is our quintet to sing, I'm going to build. And why? For my Jesus.
Well, I'm going to build
right on that shore.
Right on that shore.
Right on that shore. Going home to live with God.